My mentor, R.T. Kendall, said, "The happiest pillow on which you may rest your head is the knowledge of God's will." I cannot imagine a more miserable situation than consciously to be out of God's will. Paul gives us two pillows to rest in 1 Thessalonians. Those pillows are the clear will of God. And Paul makes it very clear that we know that this is what God wants for our lives. My friend Winky Pratney says this, "Many say they can't get God's guidance when they really mean they wish he would show them an easier way." Yesterday, we looked at the first verse of the will of God. It says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality." That's 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Sexual purity is God's clear will. That's pillow number one. Here's pillow number two in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Paul couldn't have stated God's will and guidance for us any clearer. Sexual purity and thanksgiving in everything. Difficult verses to live out? Absolutely. Possible to live out? Absolutely. But not without God's help. Always remember, God will never ask us to do anything that he will not give us the power to obey. Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica about AD 54 while he was staying in Corinth. This was also the first letter of his 14 epistles Paul ever wrote. It was written mainly to the Gentile converts and was in effect a design for discipleship, a practical primer on living the Christian life. So here in the fifth chapter of his first letter he ever wrote, he tells them, "In everything, give thanks." Paul did not say "for everything," but "in everything." For Paul to say "for everything" would almost seem inhumane. No one can give thanks for everything because some really horrible things happen. But when it gets hard, we can find thanksgiving in the situation. We can always find something to thank God for. And that's what Paul is telling us to do. In every situation, find something to give thanks for. How was your day? Terrible. I had a flat tire on the way to work. No, give thanks in everything. We can thank God that he gave us a car to get a flat tire with a job to pay for the car that we got the flat tire in, the jack in the back that was there when we got the flat, and breath that we still have because the flat tire did not go bad and hit any other cars, causing a fatal accident. Want to read the craziest "I'm thankful in everything" scenario ever said? Here it is. It has only been said in this place by only one man. Strange sounds, organs all around him, and here's the verse. Jonah 2:9, "I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving." No big deal, you think? It's a really big deal when you realize that Jonah, while he was in the belly of the whale, said these words. He gave thanks when he was inside of a whale. If Jonah could say it where he was, then you and I can be thankful in whatever situation we find ourselves. Famous English Bible scholar Matthew Henry was once attacked and robbed. After he wrote in his diary, "Let me be thankful. First, because he never robbed me before. Second, although he took my purse, he didn't take my life. Third, because although he took all I possessed, it wasn't much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed and not I who was robbing people." I believe it's God's will to give thanks to him before you ask him. As Philippians 4:6 says, you are to make your requests known with thanksgiving. Thank him before you ask him. It will purge your asking. How does thanksgiving purge the ask? Thanksgiving reminds you of all that God has already given to you. Former New York Yankees second baseman Bobby Richardson, who is also a strong Christian, prayed at a meeting of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. This was his short prayer. "Dear God, your will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else." Remember what Paul said, "In everything, not for everything." That's the pillow R.T. Kendall was speaking about. In the book, The Hiding Place, Corrie ten Boom relates an incident that taught her this principle of being thankful in every situation. During World War II, she and her sister Betsy had been arrested for hiding Jews. They were both transferred to the concentration camp at Ravensbrück and found out that their living quarters were infested with fleas, making a bad situation horribly worse. She was complaining about it one day when her sister reminded her of Paul's words to give thanks in everything. Then she challenged Corrie to give thanks for the fleas. but she made a choice to offer thanks for the fleas anyway. Later, she found out that the fleas had actually protected them from the assaults of the German soldiers. Christian poet George Hebert wrote these powerful words. Listen to them. "Thou who hast given us so much, give us one more thing, a grateful heart."